Well, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
I'm doing great, Stephanie. How are you?
Very well. Getting into the holiday spirits.
Getting into the holiday spirits, which led us to thinking about this topic.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about today, Michelle?
All right. So we'll talk about all those missed opportunities, because that's what WTF is all about. All the missed opportunities within the retail segment, right?
Yes.
The retail industry, if you think about it, is all about the guest. It's all about the person on the other side. So that's, we're going to take a deeper dive into that and go down that crazy rabbit hole today.
All right, perfect. So why is this something that we should be talking about?
All right, so here's the thing. We are in a digital era where most people will purchase online. It's fast, it's convenient, you get it at your doorstep. It makes sense. The return typically is easier, easier than having to go to a store and so on, right? But what I am struggling with is, as our brains, as hoteliers, they're wired to see the area of opportunity and how can we make the experience a little better every time. You hear about all these different retail brands that have been around for so long, and all of a sudden they close doors. Mm-hmm. They're only going to be focusing on selling online, or they're not going to be selling at all, right? Why does this happen? What are those things that lead to them being unsuccessful from a brick and mortar standpoint? Now, my brain obviously goes there, and I think it's the experience. I'm sure there's a thousand of other reasons why, but in many cases, it's the experience. And the whole point of having an actual store that we all know that is a lot more expensive than hosting all those products online is so that you're creating that experience. There is still a lot of people in the world that like to go into a store and browse and look around, right? And hopefully have someone who will say, actually, if you're going to try that dress on, here are some shoes, here's a jacket and a belt. Next thing you know, you've spent thousands of dollars, right? So how do we, A, forget about that? B, walk away from that? Like, why is this happening? Is what's more most intriguing. Because in the end, we complain that you're going to be closing your store. Well, can we look into the guest experience, right?
Absolutely. I think a brand that comes to mind is Target or Target. How many times do we see it on social media as a meme of saying you went in for one thing and you came back with 10 things and not that one thing that you went in for? But look at what their experience is. How is it that so many people will go in for different items, but it's just a common thing that if you're going into that store, that you know that you're walking out with more items than what you went in for that was on your list? And, you know, that's, I think, something that other retail companies could be able to look at their customer service experience as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll tell you about some of the, or I'll share some of the boo-boos that I've seen, right?
Yeah.
Example, you walk into a store, you're browsing through a store that sells clothing, and you're browsing through the items that are on a hanger, and there is so much jam-packed in one rack. And then you move to the next rack because that rack already made you nervous. And the next rack is the same. And then the next rack, and then you realize it's the entire store that is the same. Mm-hmm. So again, because our brains are wired to look for the area of opportunity, my brain immediately goes to what is going on here? I can't even see. I can't even find the right size because I can't scroll through these items because they'll fall off the rack because there's so many in it. It's like going to a restaurant and the napkin holder has so many napkins in it that you can't even pull one, right?
Yes.
A public restroom. So why is that happening? Because your team doesn't want to go back to the back to see if there's an extra size.
Absolutely. Right?
Does that make sense? Does it add value to the experience that now we have? Sure, you have all these sizes that are available. However, you have 500 of this size, nothing of this size, right? And you don't want to go check the back because I know that everything is out here on the floor. So that's one area where I at least from a personal experience, I know that it gets on my nerves, jam-packing anything, whether it is a napkin holder or a rack of clothing. The other thing that I can think of is as stores continue to feel the need to have more and more options available, sometimes it feels like the options are for giants. Because unless you're willing to give me a little booth or a little stepladder, like I'm a short person. A lady came to me the other day, can I help you? Would you like a basket for that? Because I had clothes for the children on one arm and I'm browsing through with my other short little arm. And it was so, I'm like, no, can you get me a ladder instead? Mm-hmm. Like literally, what do you think happened? Do you think she brought me a ladder?
Nope.
No. Do you think she even brought one of those sticks with a little handle on the top where you can, okay, let's see what we have here. Do you think she even came back to say, let me find this for you. I can't lend you my ladder from a liability standpoint, but I'll find it for you. No, none of that. She thought it was funny and took off. So again, there's all these, you know, jam-packing the racks, putting items too far up.
Yeah.
You can't reach it, right? Costco, I get it. They're all the way up there. They're there for a reason. But when you're hoping to move the product, and you're putting the product 5 feet above their head, there's probably very few chances that they're going to be able to get to it. So that's a very simple area of opportunity where when we're designing these stores, let's start thinking about the guest experience. There's a reason why they bring hospitality consultants into other industries because we get to see things from the guest perspective. What do you think, Stephanie?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I have also, too, is just the layouts. You know, you'll be here, talk about the jam-packed with the clothing. But then also, too, now you have a shopping cart that you're trying to maneuver. And there's other customers that are in the area and you're trying to be respectful at the same time. But then you just feel overwhelmed because you're pushing your shopping cart, you're trying to maneuver around, you're trying to browse, and you also probably have your kids with you grabbing everything that they can be able to reach. And I think also too of just the layout of how can you create that warm welcome as well for the guests so they can feel actually more calm when they are shopping instead of so much anxiety.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, there is a reason why high-end luxury brands utilize or put a very strong look at creating that guest experience, right?
Yeah.
Or that consumer experience. Because at the end of the day, when someone's, your spouse says, oh, I'll get that purse for you. No, I want to go in. It's not a matter of you choosing the one that I would love or not. It's going in and feeling that experience and sitting down. And I'm not saying with every single store, you're going to be offered an area where to sit. But let me tell you something. In women's stores, many times men go in with women, the spouse. Find a spot where they can sit and wait because the woman is going to spend more money by trying on more things, going through it, right? But then the guy is doing their thing, not feeling like, okay, we should be going now, right? Things like that. Like what are some things, if you have a kid's store, can you place some items in a specific area where the kids can be entertained while you do the shopping. So I think that the key point here is the longer you can keep that customer in or that consumer in your store, the higher the chances that they will actually take more stuff in that bag when they check out.
Yes.
Right? And then the other one is that goes back to creating this outstanding experience is you go in and you try on a suit or you try on a dress or you try on whatever it is that you're trying on, still with clothing. You have tennis shoes on, it's not going to look the same. If it's an item that you normally don't wear with tennis shoes. If it's a really long dress or really long pants that you're going to wear with platforms, can your retailer team member be a step ahead of the game and bring the appropriate shoes for you? Because let me tell you this. When you bring the shoes, when you bring the belt, when you bring the cute jacket, when you bring that extra hat, whatever it is, if you prep the entire outfit for that person in the fitting room, they will end up taking it.
Yep.
It's proven.
Absolutely.
So why are we deviating away from this, right? You're keeping the exact same prices or prices are going up. You have the same type, the same amount of staff, team members on schedule. Why are you damaging the guest experience is what I would say. Let's start looking into it because it is important. It drives your numbers up and it's going to create guests or consumers that are happier, which in turn will be nicer to your team members, which in turn will want to sell them more. So it's like a cycle that is just pure joy.
Absolutely. You know, to add on to that, I think, you know, we teach, especially on the hotel side and in restaurants, about never saying no. And if you are having to say no and providing the alternatives, and I feel like in retail, we hear no so much how you were going with that example of, oh, do you have anything in this size in the back? Or is this the last one that you have? Do you have another one? And then automatically they say no, and then they just go walk away. But providing that alternative, oh, we don't have it at this location. Let me see if there is another location that carries it. Maybe online, we can have it shipped to you or shipped to the store. But just providing those alternatives instead of just saying a flat out no.
Absolutely. And here is my challenge for anyone who's in retail that is listening to this episode. And we do this in high-end brands a lot. We go out and I did it for years. Not only shop the actual brand that is hiring you, but you shop all of their competitors. What are they doing differently? We do it in hospitality. You go and you stay at your competitors' brands to see how it feels, to see what they're doing differently. So retailers, go out there, look for the brands that are similar to yours. Who are those competitors, right? And see what they're doing differently. How can you differentiate your product and your level of service? Many of you are using the exact same manufacturers in the exact same countries. So, how are ways that you can enhance that experience? Go check it out and see what other people are doing. Send out surveys. Ask when your consumer is there with you. They're checking out. Is there anything we could have done differently for you?
Yeah. Right? Absolutely. Walk the floors.
Walk the floors.
Walk other floors.
Absolutely. So that was my final tippet, my final nugget. Go out there and shop your competitors. See what they're doing. Yeah. Or bring a hospitality consultant. They can tell you what's going on out there for sure.
Exactly. And investing in the mystery shopping and this, you know, secret shopping, auditing, even working with your own team members of friends and family, of having them come in as well and providing just some basic questions to seeing, you know, here was a situation, what was the steps that had happened?
Yeah. Do you have a WTF moment that you can think of?
I mean, in retail, I stay away.
So I am not a retail brick and mortar kind of buyer, right?
Yeah.
But I remember this one project where I had to shop a specific brand, very, very, very high end, and I shopped their competitors too. And I was looking for something very specific that was comparable and so on. The worst experience in every single store was the brands. It wasn't the competition. So there was so much that could be brought back where you have a high ticket item that you're selling and the team member that you hired has no idea how to sell luxury. So that was my WTF without mentioning any names. Anyway, nice. This was fun. So hopefully everyone can take these tips, enhance the experience. We are in the middle of shopping season for many. And we hope that we can make it better, right? Let's make it better so that the experience in brick and mortar feels different moving forward.
Absolutely. Yes. Bring those guests from online into your place.
There you go.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.